Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobovka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot. I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot. You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck and pull a truck, hook him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to String Cheese.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know
where mama at.
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
It's a Wednesday. Good song to start the program. Crowder continuing to set records by signing in on time, even from New York. Wait, is that where you are, New York?
Yes, AC Hotel, Riverside, something, downtown, I don't know.
So you and RC and Fred Taylor, the Pivot crew, did the Tamron Hall show again this morning. That was the third time I think you guys have been on, correct?
Yes, I'm three. They're two because I did the Asia Bruno and myself story. That was the first one, and then we did the Pivot one, and then she did like an influencer thing today that we were a part of.
So, but it aired today on Tamron Hall. I'm sure they have it on demand or something, but it aired today because we had asked you yesterday, will it air today? You said no, but it did. It aired today.
I didn't think they'd ever let me go live because they have to edit, but I didn't cuss. I was so surprised I didn't cuss.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So, Tamron Hall, if you have it on the DVR, there's got to be some sort of on-demand, Solana. Would there be a Tamron Hall on-demand somewhere, you think?
Bro, you're asking the wrong guy, unfortunately.
It's a popular show, right? She's been on for several years.
Oh, yeah. And I dropped a gem. I said, don't get a woman that wants to ride on the plane, get a co-pilot. That's deep.
Don't
choose a woman for young men and men. Don't choose a woman that wants to ride on the plane. You need to find a co-pilot that also needs to know how to fly the plane as well. Speaking of my wife, Asia, it was deep. They cheered. We hugged. We slapped hands. It was deep.
It would have been great if Tamron Hall just responded with, sir, this is a Wendy's. Because there was no question that needed that answer. There is, I can tell you, in the segment that you were on for Tamron Hall, there is nothing she could have said that deserved that piece of garbage answer that you got off of Bed Bath & Beyond pillow?
I don't even remember what the question was, but the first time she went to me, I knew I was going to do the pilot co-pilot line. So I was
That's
all
what
in.
Denzel does. Denzel doesn't, it doesn't matter what you say to him. You remember when he was outside by the elevator with the heat and all of a sudden he's just, you know, dropping these, you know, knowledge bombs, and literally they were asking him for an autograph. He was like, "Hey Denzel, can we take a picture with you?" The picture of your life is determined by the rainbow of God. Huh? Is the flash on? What happened?
I don't know what she asked. You know, I got to tell these young guys, if you're going to pick a woman, pick a co-pilot. Don't pick a passenger. That is so deep.
All right. You say so. Major League Baseball started this morning at 6 a.m. from South Korea. Anybody watch?
I did. I was up.
You did?
I watched, what was it, Padres, Dodgers. Yeah. I watched Shohei strike out, and I watched Mookie strike out.
That's funny, because I think I sent you guys a tweet. Who was it? It was, he used to work at QAM. I'm drawing a blank on his name.
Victor Bermudez?
D.A. Oh.
Damon Amendolara.
You know Damon Amendolara. You know that he used to do nights at QAM?
I did not know that.
I had no idea.
He was the night host at QAM. I was the producer of the Levitard show. He reached out to me, and he was like, "Hey, you guys are utilizing podcasts." Like, it was so novel, like, and sound. He's like, "Would you mind sitting down and talking with me?" And I said, "Well, get yourself a woman who is a co-pilot, and then we'll talk." I don't know.
Action, Jack.
But he said something along the lines of, "Leave it up to Major League Baseball to have Shohei Ohtani make his Dodgers debut at 6 a.m. on a Wednesday morning, a week before the rest of the teams start." And he made the example. It was like, that would be like having Patrick Mahomes go to a new team. He's starting with the Raiders, and the first game is at 3 a.m. in Amsterdam on a Thursday night. Like, it's just kind of – it's – and again – Major League Baseball is a billion-dollar industry. Shohei Ohtani doesn't need my help. It is a little kind of, I don't know, cutesy. I understand if you're going to play in South Korea, you want to give them time to get there and then get back and acclimate to the regular season like the rest of the team, so they're not jet-lagged. So that's why there's a pretty much a week's delay between the opening today and the rest of the teams. But I don't know. I probably would have watched Ohtani if it was a prime-time game, you know, but I don't even know who won that game. I don't know anything about it.
I don't know who won because I had to go work. It's the third time in MLB history that a lineup starts with three MVPs of the league, because it goes Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani, and Freddie Freeman are 1, 2, 3 for the Dodgers. The Dodgers are about to be monsters this year.
They spent enough money during the offseason, the Dodgers. They spent enough money to bond out Trump. They spent so much money. I'm sorry, Jimmy. I couldn't help myself. They spent so much money in the offseason that it's ridiculous. If they don't win the World Series,
it's a failure.
That's it. Like, that you don't spend that kind of money if you're not going to win the World Series.
They are loaded. It's impressive what they got going.
Do they care? I mean, obviously, the team wants to win a World Series. Management wants to win a World Series, but do they need to win a World Series this year? They locked in arguably the most popular baseball player since, I don't know, Barry Bonds, maybe?
No, I get it. I'm just saying, like, from you know, if LeBron didn't have the Lakers championship, and people are even saying now that his Lakers tenure hasn't been what it was all cracked up to be, but he does have a championship. You know, if you put together that kind of talent, three MVPs, and really, remember – Ohtani, didn't he take like 50 cents this year so that they could sign everybody? Yep. Yeah. Yep. Like, I mean, you don't do all this to not win a World Series this year. In my humble baseball expert opinion,
they're going to be in cap hell, but Ohtani helped them push
it back. There is no cap.
There's no baseball
cap. But like contract hell when they start. They have to start paying Ohtani. Correct. But he pushed it back so far that it was fine.
But aren't they going to profit so much over the next 5-6 years? Just not because they're going to be winning, but just because of Ohtani, the eyeballs around the globe,
internationally,
especially in Asia, that
messy.
Are going to be tuning
in. It's messy,
in.
You know, on a little bit of a smaller scale, but it's messy coming to Inter Miami, which they don't have to win a championship to, you know, reap the rewards of their investment. But you still, if you go 3 seasons with Leo Messi and Inter Miami doesn't have a championship, you're going to go, wait a second, you know, just the sports fan. In
right. The sports fans, for sure. Dodgers fans are going to think this season's a disappointment if they don't get to the World Series and win it. But whoever's writing those checks for the Dodgers, I'm sure, is not going to ever feel like this is a disappointment.
They've paid Ohtani. What's his name?
You have called him Shohan. Ohtani, Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei. They have made Shohei's salary for the next 10 years already in jersey sales.
Yeah, I would imagine. Like, and he's got did you see his new logo for New Balance?
I did.
Stinks.
Yeah, it does.
It stinks.
It does.
And I was watching Tatis last night. Tatis is back playing. Yeah, my son loves Tatis.
Solana bet FIU UM baseball last night and lost in horrific fashion. Now, obviously, I'm always happy when the Hurricanes win. Solana bet FIU to beat UM in college baseball yesterday. First of all, UM robs an FIU player of a home run, a sure home run. It's an over-the-fence grab. Solana texts us, if they lose by a run, I'm going to be pissed. And not only did they lose by a run, but the way they lost was a walk-off bunt for the Hurricanes. A walk-off, if you didn't hear me, bunt.
I didn't watch the game. I've never heard of that walk-off bunt.
Yeah, the runner on third, and he starts flying towards home, and it was a beautiful bunt down the first baseline, and a walk-off bunt cost FIU the game and Solana his money.
Yeah.
But we'll get it back today. We're going to handicap the Rob Pizzola is going to join us today. We'll handicap the Heat game for tonight like we did the other night, Solana. No, we'll handicap the Heat game tonight. We're all going to get wealthy tonight. So let's get headlines here. Start out the program. Zach Gelb is going to join us from the CBS Sports Radio Network. Rob Pizzola is going to join us. And a little bit of abbreviated Hockman and Crowder, just 15 minutes short today because pre-heat begins at 5:45 tonight with Alejandro Solana, nephew
of Aunt Mary. Let's make some money.
This sports update is driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks.
Walk off bunt.
I'll walk off today.
Oh, no. Like a bunt cake.
No, I'm teasing. I'm completely done.
I could leave the show. Jimmy will run it. Listen, I got the Heat broadcast tonight. I still get paid. So go ahead. Test me.
I'm done. I'm not testing you. I don't want to get on your bed tonight.
So if you thought the Miami Heat injury news couldn't get any worse after Duncan Robinson having to fly back to Miami to see a back specialist yesterday. Well, think again. Jimmy Butler is questionable for tonight. And add Bam Adebayo to the injury report as well. He is now questionable for tonight's game because of his bruised lower back. Obviously, Duncan is out. Tyler and Kevin Love are out as well. Take your pick on who's starting today for the Miami Heat, because I have no idea.
You had sent us one of the NBA insiders. Tonight's starting lineup for the Heat is Terry Rozier, DeLon Wright, Jaime Jaquez, Caron Butler, and Kate Middleton.
Hey, man, I read that Kate Middleton stuff. Goodness gracious.
I am in that wormhole, man. I have been doing this for a week and a half now. I cannot be more fascinated by this story.
She could run the point.
Listen, whoever that was that TMZ took a picture of, she could get a double-double in the NBA right now. I promise.
She could run the point.
No, what's funny is we discussed yesterday Bam getting annoyed at his teammates for missing games. Then all of a sudden he's downgraded to questionable.
It's like, oh, Duncan and Jimmy are out? Man.
Hell with this.
His back has been killing me, man. No Spida either. He's out tonight for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Max Strus, I don't believe, is going to play tonight. Either Cavs are banged up, Heat are banged up. Should be a good one. Tune in tonight, 560 WQAM.
How many players do we have? Six?
Right. Like, who? How are you going to preview the game?
Well, good thing for me is that Cole Swider is back from the G League. So I'll just do a couple segments.
Redo that bit from the beginning of the season.
Couple segments on the amazing Swider Man with Tommy Tighe, and we'll be set.
He's got to go back into his little rhymes notebook. He's got two pages on Cole Swider from the beginning of the season.
Swider Man.
Just a couple other games we have to keep an eye on, by the way. So the Heat are in eighth place, full game back of the Sixers. Sixers are in Phoenix tonight. They play the Suns. So if Miami were to win and the Sixers were to lose, the Heat would be able to jump them in the standings. Pacers, who are a half game ahead of Miami as a seventh seed, are in Detroit tonight to face the Pistons.
By the way, you mentioned the Heat. Pat Riley, birthday today, 79 years old.
He looks good, boy. Yeah.
He looks good for 79. Didn't you see him at the...
I talked to him.
Yeah.
One of my most proudest pictures I've taken in a long time with me and Pat at UD's retirement party.
I have a picture.
Lila tweeted out a picture with Riley earlier today.
Yeah.
Who's that little chubby kid in the bottom?
That's me. Got the bowl with the 2001 Miami Heat team. Eddie Jones, Pat Riley, Brian Grant. A good team, man. That's a squad right there.
You ain't take care of yourself as a kid, huh?
I was five in that picture.
You know, but you've told us stories at five. You were making your own play dates. You were on the phone. You were driving over to your neighbor's house. So you remember that story, Crowder?
Yeah. So yep. That little kid we just looked at was making, like, he was he had game.
Yep.
What are you talking about, play dates? That was Clay Ferreiro. No, that was Clay Ferreiro who went on a play date.
No. I'm not talking about a date with a girl. I'm talking about play dates where you would play with your friends. But you were telling us that when you were 5 years old, you would pick up the phone, you'd call a neighbor, ask the mom, hey, can I come over to Bobby's house or Michelle's house or whoever? And then you would just kind of waltz over on your own and you'd ring the bell. And then when it was time to go home, you'd call a cab and whatever. It was like at 5 years old. Looking at that picture, I'm not
sure. Look at that picture, Solana. You had on pull-ups. Look at that little kid. Solana, he has on pull-ups.
What's wrong with that picture, man? I have a nice little tape going. I probably bowled like a 120 that day.
Your hairline is terrible.
I think you have a tapeworm.
He does. He doesn't because he's chubby. A tapeworm eats up calories.
Oh, I thought it makes you hungry that because the worm needs to eat.
Look at Solana. You weren't potty trained.
The Panthers are off until tomorrow. They host Nashville tomorrow. That's pretty much it for local news other than Canes baseball winning yesterday. We do have some more first four games tonight. You've got Grambling State versus Montana State at 6:40. Fort Wayne. We'll play Bowling Green at 7. Colorado and Boise State will play at 9:10 p.m. Any of you guys watch any of the first four games yesterday?
Nah. Did Grand Canyon play yet?
No.
When do they play?
I don't know, but I don't start watching until tomorrow. I don't need the first four in my life.
First game is tomorrow. Michigan State versus Mississippi State at 12:15.
I've got MSU in that one.
You already put in a bet?
No, I just saw it on Twitter. Both teams are MSU.
Gotcha. All right. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them. 866.
Nobody laughs at my jokes.
954 more. right now in Miami, 80 degrees. Tonight, the lows will be in the mid-70s. Whatever.
Zach Gelb is going to join us in the next segment. We got a lot to cover with him.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Holy cannoli.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Before we get to Zach Gelb, let me give you the code word today for the Sting tickets. Sting is coming to the Fillmore in Miami Beach in October. Today's Sting's birthday, by the way. Today's Pat Riley's birthday. Today is Sting's birthday. A popular and Heat legend. Not that Pat Riley's not, but Jamal Crawford also celebrating a birthday today. He played for the Heat?
Legend, no. Huh?
He never played for the Heat?
No. I love Jamal Crawford.
I believe he played for the Heat. Double check that, Solana.
Jamal Crawford never played for the Heat.
I'm not so certain.
Jamal Crawford, anyway. Lou Williams, Iso Joe are my three favorite players of all time.
Stop it. Sting is coming to the Fillmore in Miami Beach in October with the Sting 3.0 tour, and we've got a different code word for you to win tickets. And today's is Roxanne. One of his famous songs, of course, you recognize it, Crowder, from 48 Hours when Eddie Murphy is in bed in prison and he's singing. Roxanne! Oh, we should give that to DBJ
Roxanne,
this year.
You don't have to turn on your red light. Those days are over. You don't have to sell your body to the night. Roxanne!
That sounds terrible.
That sounded pretty good, didn't it?
No, not at all.
Anyway, the code word is Roxanne. Text it to 20357, and you've got a chance to win tickets for Sting. It's a Live Nation show. Message and data rates may apply. Text Roxanne to 20357. Zach Gelb is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Gelb can be heard nationally every afternoon on the CBS Sports Radio Network. Hello, Gelby.
Man, that was some good singing, and then it just turned into dreadful singing. Like, if you
really, because I thought I kind of hit it there at the end.
After 3 seconds, you were solid for the first 3 seconds. Then after that, it was all downhill.
Well, my wife will tell you the same thing.
I put the ball on the tee and you hit it out of the park. Right.
Hey-o. So a few things I want to talk about. We were talking a little bit off the air, but Major League Baseball started today, and there's, you know, I mean, should you debut Shohei Ohtani at 6 a.m. in South Korea when it probably should be a primetime game that would have some eyeballs? Did you watch it this morning?
No, I did not. I'm not a morning person, so I wasn't getting up that early. But, like, I could be outraged by it. Okay, you should start the season when most of your audience is up and going to be watching it, especially with the expectations of the Dodgers. But there's 162 baseball games, so if they play a few games out there, if that's what they're doing, whatever, you know.
And get with the Dodgers too, because I didn't wake up to watch the game, but I was up because I had to be up early and get on the Tamron Hall show. Like, with
casual
I saw,
name drop right there.
Yeah, that was a flex there. I mean, that was
As Deion Sanders just sent me some sunglasses as well. So
I'm going on a sledgehammer.
But the Dodgers, like, is it World Series or bust? Because they're the third team in MLB history. It's something crazy like that, that their 1, 2, and 3 batters are all MVPs, where it's Mookie and then Shohei and then Freddie Freeman. Like, do the Dodgers have to win a World Series this year?
Oh, yeah. If they don't win the World Series, it's a disaster of a season for the Dodgers. And they've had talented teams before, and in most years they come up short. I know they won that one World Series year a few years ago during the COVID season, I'm pretty sure it was, but this is a scenario when you load a team with this much talent and the way that they structured the Ohtani contract that still kept him in play for Yamamoto. I would say that this is hands down the team to beat. They're the most polarizing team, and all the other teams will be cheering for whoever goes up against the Dodgers. They are the villain this year in Major League Baseball.
All right, that's enough baseball talk. Till next week, by the way, the Marlins will open next week. We'll have Paul Severino on.
I'm going to have to start canceling this hit if we're doing baseball each and every week.
I got to give a baseball. I like having baseball on in the house at night when there's – like, I don't have to sit there and watch
baseball.
Like an NBA game or an NHL game where I'm sitting there and watching every play. But I do love the sounds of baseball just kind of on, you know, emanating throughout the house.
You'll go down to the Jersey Shore. You'll sit by the beach. I know you'll have the radio on, the old school transistor radio.
Yeah, and you'll be drinking
a beer. You'll be eating a Dairy Bar burger, stuffing your fat face.
Margate and Dairy Bar. Talk about it.
I'm going down to Margate this weekend, actually, for the tourney.
Are you?
Yeah. Oh,
Jazz Chisholm just destroyed Miguel Rojas and Don Mattingly on the pivot. I don't know if y'all like baseball that much, but you should go watch.
I will.
Yeah, did you see the pivot episode with Crowder and Jazz Chisholm?
I saw a clip of it, but I have to protest Crowder's podcast for the next 2 weeks because I stand with Tiki Barber and Greg Giannotti right now.
Because you were Tiki. And Tiki and RC have a little something going on, but you're Team Tiki.
Yeah, Tiki's a coworker. Tiki's the nicest guy in our 345 Hudson Street studios, and Ryan Clark started something, and now I guess he wants to end it. But it's been entertaining, I will say, around these parts of the studios.
I want him to fight. I like a good fight.
Yeah, I'm trying to get.
I think RC would destroy him. Is my instinct. Tiki's so nice.
Yeah, but Tiki, he's in shape. All right, he looks like he could still play, and he's been retired for 15 years.
Let's get this sanctioned, Gail. I need to see this.
This is actually a good thing, though, for you, Channing, because now people aren't going to bring up Brandon Marshall and you fighting. Now they've moved on to Ryan Clark and Tiki Barber fighting. Channing wins again.
There we go. You know, I live good, Gail. God
lives an interesting life. There's no question about that. What about the let me switch over to the NFL. Well, the Bears. They get rid of Justin Fields. They only get a 6th-round draft pick. I don't think he'll play the 51% to make it a 4th-rounder. So what do you make of what happened there? I mean, they gave him away, in my estimation, and did him a solid, apparently. But I don't know. I feel like they would have been better suited keeping him on the roster, waiting for a quarterback to get injured.
You're right, logically. I think they cared more about the feelings of Justin Fields, where you're bringing Caleb Williams, then you're making him quarterback 2, and you're just going to have him wait. I think they realized they just had to move on. I don't really buy this notion that there was that much better offers on the table. Like, maybe they could have got a fifth round pick instead of a sixth, but is anyone losing sleep over that? Probably not. Like, if there was a team that was in a crappy destination that was willing to offer a third round pick for Justin Fields, they would have sent him to that crappy destination compared to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
And now with Justin Fields going to Pittsburgh, sitting behind Russ, how do you think that's going to go? I'll tell you, I think it's them preparing for the future. Russ is cheap right now because the Broncos owe him like $37 million or whatever. So he's on a million, $2 million deal where they're preparing for Justin Fields to be the starter in Pittsburgh. They're going to let Russ teach him how to really play quarterback. That's my opinion.
Yeah, the only thing I would push back on that, because I kind of feel the same way, is just the contractual status of Justin Fields, because he has a year left on the deal. Then you have the fifth-year option. So I'll be curious if they do, in fact, pick up the fifth-year option. But this is Russell Wilson's team now. And as long as Russell Wilson plays solid football, above-average football, then Justin Fields won't see the field this year. But if Russ is underwhelming after 7-8 games, those terrible towel fans, they're going to be calling for Justin Fields, because the upside for the next 5 years is clearly heavily, like you're saying, in favor of Justin Fields individually than it is Russell Wilson.
How do you think Caleb Williams will do as an NFL quarterback?
I think he is going to be very good. I think out of all the guys that have been compared to Mahomes, and I'm not saying like 100% Mahomes, but Jordan Love got that tag. You got a little bit from Trey Lance that he could be Mahomes-esque. Zach Wilson, too. I think this is the fairest comparison to Patrick Mahomes coming out of college that we've seen. And the only thing that concerns me with Caleb Williams, and I don't want this to come off the wrong way, but how all in with football are you going to be? Because you saw Russ, when he got the success, he started to care more about the off-the-field stuff. And you have to handle the business side of it. That's what every athlete goes through. You try to make the most money possible, but you could tell he wants to be a star. He wants to be an icon, which is fine, but you still have to remember the focus and the main thing still has to be the football on the field.
And I believe Caleb's going to be the first round pick. I mean, the first pick overall. Caleb's very talented. Who else? Do you like Jaden Daniels or Michael Penix, Drake May? Those are the other names. I think I saw one mock draft. They had six quarterbacks going in the top 13 or something like that. Are you attracted to any of those other quarterbacks where you've seen them? You're like, oh, he can play ball.
Jaden Daniels, because he threw for over 4,000 yards. He had 50 touchdown passes this past year, but then he also ran for 1,100 yards, or 40 touchdown passes and ran for 1,100 yards. So in the way that football is played these days, to look at the way that he was able to throw it and then how much better he is on the ground than the other quarterbacks. Once you get away from Caleb Williams, who's won in this draft, then it's Jaden Daniels 2 for me. I put Drake May 3, Michael Penix is 4, and then J.J. McCarthy is in at 5. I think those will be the 5 quarterbacks that go in the first round. But the one thing I will say, and I think it's pretty obvious now, I've been saying it for the last month, I do believe, even though I have Michael Penix Jr. ranked higher than J.J. McCarthy, that McCarthy will go before Michael Penix Jr. does go in the draft.
Don't tell us what the answer is here. I want to ask Solana and Crowder, how many brackets do you think Zach Gelb has filled out so far, Crowder?
5.
Solana?
I'd say just 2. I don't think Gelb dives too much into the brackets.
Yeah, see, I've got him at a dozen at least. How many, Gelb?
So I fill out one bracket and only one bracket, and then I will copy that bracket into like the 5 or 6 bracket leagues that people want me
really?
To join.
You'll play the same bracket in
same
a bunch
bracket.
Of leagues?
I'm a man of integrity, something you know nothing about. One bracket.
But that's not integrity. That's just bad strategy.
No, right, but here's why.
I mean, you're not going to get it right. You're not going to win 5 pools. Like, that's absurd.
I totally understand that. But for what we do, I don't want to be the guy that fills out 15 brackets and then is talking about the 10th seed that they picked to pull up the upset to go to the Sweet 16.
I'm that guy.
When in your other 9 brackets,
I don't even fill
you
out
weren't even close.
To be that guy when it's all over. Yeah. Last year, I mean, I was one of the few people that had FAU and UM in the Final 4. I mean, no one had that.
Because you're a homer. And, well, and you probably really meet up with Dusty May at Bagel Works here and
Dusty
there.
Dusty May.
Are you
or is
into
that Rocco's Tacos?
You love March Madness?
Yeah. For the 3-week stretch, it's unbelievable. Like, everyone freaking out last night because Virginia scored 14 points at half is something that I find the reactions awesome. And then tomorrow and Friday when the tournament really gets underway, you get all these buzzer beaters.
But, I mean, are you glued to the TV tomorrow at noon? This is a holiday.
I wouldn't say it's a holiday, but I'm glued to the TV. Yeah.
Yeah, Virginia with 14 at half was crazy. Couldn't believe it last night. Yeah.
Even Solana couldn't spin that in a positive way.
Solana has no idea. He didn't know that there were games last night, and I guarantee you he didn't know Virginia had 14 at half.
14 at half. I thought my phone wasn't working correctly or my TV was messed up. They went 9 minutes and 20 seconds without getting a point.
It's the Cavaliers. The
very good, Solana. Very good. Big ACC fan you are, right? Miami and Florida State. Big ACC fan.
Gail, is National Ravioli Day.
Mm.
Now, where does ravioli fall on something you would order at, say, an Italian restaurant?
Definitely not in the top three. It's weird to call it overrated. I do like lobster ravioli, but sometimes they skimp you on the lobster. But if you give me ravioli the correct way with the right amount of sauce, then not just like buried in sauce, it's fine, but it's not going to be a top three item for me.
You know what I don't like?
Appetizer. More appetizer.
You order ravioli somewhere. They bring you like three big ravioli.
Yeah, you just don't know.
And you're like, well, wait a second. In my mind, I was opening up a can of, you know, Chef Boyardee. The raviolis never stop coming out. It's almost like a clown car.
Yeah.
You can't believe how many raviolis are coming out.
I use it as an appetizer now.
Yeah, you're at a nice restaurant. They bring you three raviolis, and you're like, huh, this is like the equivalent of a half a stuffed shell. Like, what are we doing here?
What about a fried ravioli?
So, I like them.
I don't need them. I don't need them.
It's not kind of a mozzarella stick taken to the next level.
But once again, you order that as an appetizer and it's like the third or fourth appetizer. Yeah, I'll pick at the fried ravioli. But it does not move it up my rankings and have me slamming on the table like I'm emaciated and haven't had food in 2 weeks saying I need to have it.
What's the premier stuffed pasta? Is it tortellini? Ravioli, stuffed shells.
I guess it would be stuffed shells. Like, that's how I would think when you think about pasta getting stuffed, it would be stuffed shells. That I think that's the most obvious one.
Is gnocchi stuffed?
No. Gnocchi?
Gnocchi is not.
Gnocchi, yeah. But it got the cheese.
It's stuffed. It's stuffed with potato, isn't it?
It's just potato. It's not stuffed.
But there's not cheese inside and a little potato puff?
No. It could technically be stuffed, but I would not consider it a stuffed pasta.
The gnocchi is just potato with the actual like pasta that they're making together, and it comes out to like a little dough ball. But it's not stuffed with anything. The gnocchi.
Now, usually they will put a really good sauce on it, so maybe that's why you think it's stuffed.
Yeah.
Solana, say that again.
The gnocchi.
In gnocchi?
Gnocchi. Like.
You and Bobby Bacala are going to be hanging out this weekend.
Great reference. If Sid was hosting the show, these guys get lost. Well,
he's going to be the next Speaker of the House of the United States after hearing his slobberfest with Trump for 20 minutes the other day. So it's the greatest radio promotion I ever got. Sid talked about me a year ago when he had Trump on, and then a minute later, he's like, all right, now let me welcome in my dear, dear friend, the great Donald J. Trump.
You were the guy he was talking about before he brought him on?
Yeah, I got so many messages. Someone was just talking about you before Trump got on the air. I was like, what?
My dear, dear friend.
Do you want to tell us who you've got in the Final Four before we get out of here?
Yeah, I'm kind of lame. I'm going UConn. I'm going Arizona. I then have Creighton. That's the lowest seed that I have as a three. And then who do I have in the upper right part of the region? It is – damn, who the heck do I have as the other
I don't
one?
Know, but I will tell you yesterday.
Kentucky. And I have Kentucky and UConn in the national championship game with UConn winning it all. Back to
Crowder
me.
Pronounced so Creighton, Creighton all day yesterday.
Me and you both have Creighton.
Yes, with I know that you're a big fan of Coach McDermott.
Love McDermott and Crichton.
Did you know that there's a college called Grand Canyon University?
Yes, Bryce Drew is the coach.
Yeah. Yesterday, we were under the impression that Dan Marley was the coach.
No, and remember, he had the big shot at Valpo. Right? I think his dad was the coach when that happened. The buzzer.
Dan Marley?
No, Bryce Drew.
We don't remember.
I'm just kidding.
Obviously.
Happy birthday, Jamal Crawford and Pat Riley. All right. Yeah. See you, Gelby.
You got it. Just making sure that everyone we just mentioned was living. I don't want this to be an awful announcing piece. Four idiot talk show hosts talking about a dead guy to win the NCAA tournament. Everyone was living last time I checked. Later, guys.
We've gotten that wrong a number of times. There you go. Zach Gelb from the CBS Sports Radio Network. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
I'm pretty sure if I was on a plane that was going down, I could land it.
Hock and Crowder.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.